from KQED. About 1,000 protesters organized by the California Teachers Association took over the state capitol yesterday. Roughly 65 were arrested last night after the building closed and California Highway Patrol officers warned them to leave. So ended day one of a week of statewide protests against budget cuts dubbed a state of emergency. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more.
There have been some who, in the run-up to this week's education protests, promised a Wisconsin-style sit-in inside the historic Capitol building in Sacramento. The CHP planned otherwise.
Leave now.
How much time do we have before
you're issuing arrest? I'm not giving you time. We will come in, and I will issue a dispersal order, and then we will effect arrest.
CHP officers escorted this small group of college students out of the Capitol Rotunda, the first of several tense moments Monday in the push to protect education funding. And protecting that funding is the focus of events all week, says David Sanchez, president of the California Teachers Association.
Teachers all over the state are carrying out hundreds of local events to underscore our message. They will be talking to parents before and after school. They will be holding rallies in front of their lawmakers' offices. This week is not business as usual.
While some chanted and waved signs on Monday, others descended on the State House with a more personal approach.
Ellen Corbett.
She's in room 313?
Yep.
Okay.
313.
So we have to go down and then up again.
Yep.
Oakland teacher Don Curtis and a group of parents spent their Monday afternoon trying to talk to legislators one-on-one. They were huddled in a Capitol hallway, peering at a glossy sheet full of lawmaker photos. Curtis said they were pleased with the reception they were getting in the offices of Democrats, but admitted their real goal is Republicans.
We need two more votes. Right now we're two votes shy. And right now there doesn't seem to be any movement.
Actually, it's two Republicans in each House, four total, to enact Governor Jerry Brown's plan for additional tax revenues. The governor still wants $11 billion worth of tax extensions ratified by voters sometime later this year. But Republicans, for now, do not seem interested in additional taxes. In fact, with state revenues now running about $2.5 billion ahead of projections, they've got a different suggestion.
Now, schools should be first.
Connie Conway, the Republican leader of the state assembly, says give the unexpected tax revenues to schools. After all, it's almost the same amount the governor's budget says schools would get by extending current taxes.
It's an opportunity for us to live within our means and do the right thing and still protect schools and the things that I believe are important to taxpayers and what taxpayers believe they're paying taxes for in the first place.
But is that anything other than a temporary fix? Conway says yes, but only if the final budget deal eases regulations on businesses, which Republicans believe will stimulate the state's economy. The educators and students who came to the state capitol, however, were focused on a different solution.
Tax the rich! Tax the rich! Tax the rich!
The small group of protesters who briefly sat themselves on the floor of the Capitol Rotunda early Monday afternoon echoed the demand of many who showed up, higher taxes on the most wealthy. Governor Brown left that kind of tax increase out of his January budget and is unlikely to include it when he releases his revised plan next week. But the governor's budget hopes seem to be going nowhere fast, and several dire scenarios are being painted if the remaining budget deficit is erased not through a mix of cuts and taxes, but with cuts alone. And that is what protesters say this week of action is designed to keep from happening. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.